Hello, I'm Stephen Allen, and welcome to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.
Here we go, another podcast of things that we found in the news and talked about in the news, and then we did a podcast, then we did a radio show, actually. There is an interim step between all this. We did a radio show, trimmed out all the good bits that people like, music, adverts, jingles, and we're left with this. I mean, the show today, well, what's on it? I don't know, I can't remember. Let's have a little look at some of these. I think I've left a piece of paper over there. Something about motorists. Celebrities like Jennifer Aniston and people doing jobs. They're roughly the stories. I mean, that's the least specific menu ever done at the start of the show. I really should have made... Oh, no, I did make notes. Here we go. We'll be talking about Laura Trott, Tom Hollander, what to do if you go on holiday, and has NASA found a thing to do with Mars? We'll find out. Well, what's all the rest of it, then? Two piles of paper over here, and I've got no idea which one's which. One of them sounds like a show. There's a new story about jobs. If you've got a job, this could be interesting for you. It's about how your job could imply something about your future health. People in jobs that involve a lot of thinking are less likely to suffer from memory problems later in life. Researchers found that the harder your brain works at work, the less likely you'll have memory problems by the age of 70. Ooh, interesting, because then I thought, do I do a lot of thinking at work? I mean, you've heard the show, so it probably doesn't apply to me, but for loads of other people, this is interesting. So I was thinking, what kind of jobs involve a lot of thinking? And then I remembered what it was like before I actually had this job, right? When I used to have normal work. You do spend a lot of time thinking how great it would be to quit. So if that's included, then I'm going to be absolutely fine, mate. David Beckham's in the news. And I'm going to be really mean. I hate being mean, but I'm going to do it. David Beckham told his beautiful wife, Victoria, their children are their biggest success in her sweet tribute for her 50th birthday. And maybe this is not that mean. I just think that if someone were to say to me, Steve, the biggest achievement in your life, the biggest success is your kids, I'd be like, oh, that's sweet. But if you were actually in the Spice Girls, if you were a singer, if all of these things, if you've got your own business and your husband goes, you know, the biggest success you've ever had is those kids we raised together. Someone sleeping on the couch. Then again, I watched the documentary, and he kind of feels like he goes to bed deliberately later than everyone else in the house. He'd love a couch. Quick hit on this. Wine experts, say the ideal drink to celebrate one's divorce is champagne. Other wines that pair well with specific situations in life include a Cabernet Franc for a steamy date at home and a gently spiced Merlot for a relaxing bath. Drinking in the bath, that'll end well. The idea that you celebrate your divorce with champagne? Hang on. If you've been through a divorce and can afford champagne, congratulations, you must have been a great wife. There's a story that says holidaymakers waste lots of precious time deciding what to do while away. About 17 hours and 22 minutes of a two-week break are spent making plans. If you go away on a holiday and spend that long making plans, I don't want a holiday with you. Holidays are meant to be about doing nothing. You know, there are two types of people in this world. Those who think that a holiday should be restful, and those who think we need an itinerary so we can maximise the time. But what happens if we want to do something fun? No fun on this holiday. I've been through a few of those, and put it this way. I would get the 17 hours and 22 minutes back, not by wasting time planning things. And then also get like the rest of those few months before we broke up back. Happy times. This is sad news. One third of Brits called Karen want to change their name because Karen is now used as an offensive term for a middle-aged woman who complains a lot. A stereotype that has left many of those who share the name Karen wanting to ditch it. And look, I'd love to feel sorry for you, but we live in a world that if you are a man called William, Richard, sometimes Peter. Sometimes, if you go through loads of names that are for blokes that have been used in a pejorative way, finally Karen happens and they want to complain about it, which seems like quite... No, I won't say it. Famous in the media that it's impossible to make interest rates and inflation sound exciting, but hopes of an interest rate cut were fading last night after inflation fell by less than expected. So that means the drop that we expected it to drop by is less than the actual amount that it dropped. No, the expectation, even I've got confused. Because people keep talking about inflation and getting confused about that and prices. MP Laura Trott was on the TV and she said inflation's gone down, food prices have gone down, and Ed Balls had to say to her, no, food prices are still going up. They're just not going up as quickly as they were. They're still going up, but they're going up less quickly than they were going up before. So now that means, because the inflation rate has dropped by less than expected, we expected the rate at which the food prices would go up, but by less, is actually less. No, I can't. Laura Trott, I take it all back. Maybe you weren't that much of an idiot after all. There's a story about actor Tom Hollander. He said that he wanted to let himself go and become a fat actor early in his career. The White Lotus and Night Manager star planned to give up trying not to be fat. There's always room for fat actors, he reckons. Well, room's an interesting way of putting it. But now he says he wants to live as long as he can. Oh, I see. I was going to say, don't give up on that dream. It's never too late. Because what I like about the idea of him being a fat actor is that Tom Hollander... It's that guy. Tom Holland is Spider-Man. You know the old joke, like the existence of Tom Holland and Tom Hollander makes me think there must be a Tom Hollandist out there. I don't want to meet him. But the idea that Tom Hollander would have been just bigger than Tom Holland. I mean, he's Tom Holland, but he's just a bit more Tom Hollander. Would have made so much sense. Running out of time to tell you this story, which is about NASA wants new ideas on how to bring its Mars samples home, saying it can't afford the £9 billion return mission. I mean, look, I'm not NASA, but if I were in charge of NASA, I probably would have planned my route home before I went to Mars. I don't even go out without checking night buses. So anyway, maybe I'm the wrong guy to ask. That's your podcast just about done. A few stories that we couldn't get round to covering. What's this? Penis-shaped shadows on Westminster Bridge are being deployed to encourage men to check themselves for testicular cancer. Okay, Do they know where the testicles are? Because penis-shaped things on it, there is someone who has never seen one, which is amazing, because honestly, you go online these days and you get sent one. Celebs like Jennifer Aniston have sparked concern by jabbing salmon sperm into their faces in a bizarre attempt to, it says here, beat the clock, which sounds more like a game show. But apparently it makes you look young, having salmon sperm injected in your face. I get the feeling that's a lie made up by a male salmon who was a big fan of Friends. Emilia Clarke's brother was on set while she filmed the Game of Thrones sex scene. For most of us, we go, that's a bit weird. I suppose in Norfolk, you're like, cool. Cool story, bro. And that's basically it. We should get yourself subscribed to wherever you found this. Tweet me at Mr. Stephen Allen, and until next time.
Thank you for listening to Stephen Allen Almost Daily.